From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, June 12th. Coming up, we'll learn more about how people in various areas of Chicago are coping with the overwhelming number of cicadas. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Although Juneteenth falls on Wednesday of next week, many Central Illinois communities will celebrate the historical moment this weekend. IPM's Analuka Ochuba has more on what to expect.
Friday at 11 a.m., the city of Urbana will host a ceremony and raise the red, white, and blue Juneteenth flag at City Hall. Saturday from noon to 3 p.m., the Champaign Park District will host a Juneteenth celebration at Douglas Park with different vendors, music, and food. Sunday at 1 p.m., Crystal Lake Park in Urbana will host music, food, and fishing as part of honoring Black freedom. Also on Sunday, the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater in Decatur will host a Freedom Day celebration from 2 to 6 p.m. Performances include African dance and drumming. Juneteenth commemorates the ending of slavery in the United States on June 19, 1865. Federal and state offices will be closed on Wednesday. Analika Ochuba, IPM News.
The woman accusing Terrence Shannon Jr. of rape took the stand in his trial yesterday. The victim says the former Illinois basketball player groped and sexually assaulted her at a bar in Lawrence, Kansas last September. The Lawrence Times newspaper says prosecutors showed surveillance video from inside the bar. While it showed both Shannon and his accuser within feet of each other prior to the alleged incident, no video was presented that showed the two people standing side by side, as the woman described in police interviews. The case will resume today. Shannon's attorney may call 8 witnesses to the stand. Jacqueline Teague is the new principal of Booker T. Washington STEM Academy in Champaign. 6 Unit 4 school board members voted on Monday to approve Teague as principal. 1, Betsy Holder, abstained. Teague taught special education from 2013 until she became an assistant principal at BTW in 2019. She says it's important to embrace each student's learning style.
Additionally, I look forward to creating strong partnerships with families and community members to ensure each student's individual needs are met and they are prepared for the next chapters in their lives as they leave BTW.
Parents protested this winter to keep the previous principal, Jamie Roundtree, after rumors circulated that he was being fired. They said he created a safe and loving environment at the school. Unit 4 declined to comment on specifics. Roundtree resigned in April to join Rantoul City Schools as their director of curriculum and instruction. Teague has been acting principal since. Barksdall Elementary School also got a new principal on Monday. Esther Ferguson has been teaching middle school science since 1999. After teaching in other states and school districts, she rejoined Unit 4 in 2023 as an assistant principal at Garden Hills Academy. The Unit 4 school board unanimously approved Ferguson's appointment as Barksdall principal. The U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade almost 2 years ago, and Planned Parenthood of Illinois has since seen a nearly 50% uptick in abortions provided at their clinics. CEO Jennifer Welch says they have patients coming from 41 different states, with most traveling from neighboring Wisconsin and Indiana. And Welch says the financial aid they're providing per patient has doubled.
I have to admit, it's a struggle to continue to raise that much money, right? $3.6 million in just 2 years. That is a really big financial commitment.
Welch says they don't have plans to build more brick and mortar clinics at this time. Still to come, we'll learn more about how people in various areas of Chicago are coping with the overwhelming number of cicadas. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on The 21st Show, a conversation with NPR's own Steve Inskeep, who's written a book looking at Abraham Lincoln as a politician.
He was Honest Abe, who didn't go around lying, but would withhold things. And sometimes people would feel that he was in fact deceptive in that way.
I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
Yeah. You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. You can drive from one end of Chicago to the other and never see or even hear a cicada. But in certain pockets of the city where nature has persisted, they are loud and present. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco spoke with residents on the far south side and far north side of the city to see how they're coping with the overwhelming numbers of flying red-eyed insects.
Kimberly Henderson lives in a picturesque home on a tree-lined street in Beverly. Usually, it's quiet. Then 2 weeks ago, the cicadas pushed and shoved their way out of the ground, and it got loud. Think surround sound blow dryer from all directions.
We've had cicadas before, but never this. And then one day it was like our house is under siege.
She shows me her garden. Her plants are covered in cicadas, maybe one on every other leaf. Her trees, crawling with them. Her lawn and garage, completely taken over. Her family has stopped using the front door altogether, surrendering it to the insects.
The bad part is my daughter has prom send-off this tonight. So we were frantic, like, we can't do a send-off with cicadas everywhere.
Are we going to do it here?
Are still going to do it here.
These aren't regular cicadas threatening to crash prom this year. These are periodical cicadas. They occur in 13 and 17-year cycles depending on the brood. This year is especially rare because both types emerged at the same time for the first time in over 200 years. And there's a big bullseye on Illinois where both broods emerge side by side. Henderson says her husband will use a leaf blower to get rid of the cicadas. But some birds have been helping too, by eating them.
The seagulls, they're just everywhere. And it starts at like 5 in the morning. They literally wake you up.
But they've been doing you a favor.
Absolutely, because they might have saved prom tonight.
The seagulls make Henderson laugh, because she doesn't even live near water. Her situation is rare. For the majority of the city, the cicadas everyone was waiting for never came. Scientists say that's because too many mature trees were sacrificed to urban development. Without old trees, there are no cicadas. So to track down the insect, I turned to TikTok, which sent me about 30 miles north of Henderson's home.
I created a barrier because there's so many cicadas right now, and I just don't want to leave my car, but I have to get to my house.
Okay, but just a pause there.
Yeah.
What are you wearing in this video?
I'm wearing a Whole Foods bag, brown paper bag.
That's Emmy Sneed. She lives in the Edgebrook neighborhood, right by suburban Skokie and Niles. We're watching a recent TikTok video she made. In it, she's just gotten home from work, and cicadas overwhelm her. She's crying, scared, and doesn't know what to do besides throw on a paper bag with a giant hole to keep them out of her face. The video went viral.
So likes, it has 1.3 million. I think views, it's like 14 million.
Cicadas are still crawling around her yard and house, but she says now they're mostly in the trees, just the right distance for her to be able to appreciate them.
Even though things are gross, things are also pretty incredible and kind of a miracle that something, you know, like a cicada can be buried for 17 years and then like it's crazy.
These cicadas live a very short life after emerging. Soon, the ones above ground will be dead.
So yeah, we only have a couple more weeks, hopefully.
And you're just counting down the days.
I truly am. Yeah, yep. I cannot wait.
They won't really be gone, though. In Edgebrook, like in Beverly, they'll still be here. Millions of them, living underground, biding their time, just waiting to crash another prom or go viral on the internet in another 17 years. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be sunny with a high of 89 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Anuliko Ochuba, Reginald Hardwick, Emily Hayes, Mawa Iqbal, and Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.